Greetings. I'm Pastor Joel, and welcome to Happy and Whole in Him. I've had conversation with folks who don't want to be Christians for many reasons. One of the reasons is that being a Christian is diametrically opposed to the beliefs of our culture. Our culture says, be true to you. Find yourself, along with many other calls to self-love. Do you want to be a Christian? Well, Jesus says in Luke 9:23 and 24, whoever wants to be my disciple must deny themselves and take up their cross daily and follow me. For whoever wants to save their life will lose it, but whoever loses their life for me will save it. Christians are called to deny self and say yes to God's will. And sadly, I find that often unbelievers understand this better than Christians. And I'll be the first to confess this. I find myself prone to nurse grudges, to think negative thoughts about other people, perhaps because of their lifestyles and actions, or maybe because they've hurt those I love or even myself. And a negative thought comes, and I quickly descend down the spiral staircase in my mind, and I begin to hate them. But I serve a Savior who went to the cross to die for his enemies. Arguably, enemy love is the most unique of all Christian traits. So how are you doing at enemy love? Do politics, masks, lifestyles, wicked actions lead you to love or to hate those who take a different stance than you? Do we in humility count others as more significant than ourselves? Philippians 2:3. I'm not saying we don't ever speak to these matters, but do we come off as condemning? God convicts us of wrongdoing. He doesn't condemn us, and there's a huge difference. So what can we do? In 2 Corinthians 10, verses 3 to 5, Paul writes, for though we live in the world, we do not wage war as the world does. The weapons we fight with are not the weapons of the world. On the contrary, they have divine power to demolish strongholds. We demolish arguments and every pretension that sets itself up against the knowledge of God, and we take captive every thought to make it obedient to Christ. We're to wage war as ambassadors for Christ. We have the mindset of ambassadors. We see our local church as our outpost from heaven. Yes, we may love our nation. We may even contribute to it. But are we spewing anger because we've lost confidence in our government in the process? If you're overly upset and stuck in negativity, it suggests you put your trust in the wrong place. We're citizens of Zion. Our American citizenship is secondary. If you find you're hating another person, then you need to confess that to God. Confess, my heart is cold, and only you can change it, Lord. And when those negative thoughts come, instead of descending down the stairwell of negativity, take captive that thought and make it obedient to Christ. Go to war. And we use the weapons God has given us. What weapons are those? The Word of God. Prayer. You know what happens when you begin to regularly pray for another person. First, you're bringing the powers of heaven to bear on their lives, whether you see its impact or not. And God begins to change your heart. And another weapon is God's Word. Whose voice is speaking to you most? What do you listen to the most? What has your heart? Paul is convinced that the Word of God is going to win the war. Are you going to church? Are you listening to the voice of Jesus through the preacher? Are you taking in what Jesus says about denying yourself and believing His wonderful promises? And you have to do more than just listen to the pastor once a week. If the 30 to 40 minutes I or your pastor preacher are all you get a week, you're in trouble. Are you listening to hours of podcasts, music, television? I mean, whose voice is directing your thoughts and lives? Are you in your Bible every day? It really is that simple. Are you doing a devotional to start your day? The Word of God is how we take thought, every thought, captive. And it takes time. I've been reading my Bible for years, and every day I find there are still places of self-love revealed that need to be dealt with. And seeing the power of the Word and the patient work through it that God is doing in our lives really helps us to love our neighbors. We wage war best when there's a holy war waging in our own lives, when we let God wage war within us first. And then when we do talk with others, we won't expect them to learn in 10 minutes what it took us 10 years. And with God's help, we can show others who are stuck in self-love the glory of the self-denial of Christ. How Christ-centered denial doesn't dehumanize us at all, but the opposite. It restores our humanity lost in the fall. How being true to self has its limits, we can show them. Because Christ will show us how many of our desires are actually good, but misdirected when living for this world. God gives desires as homing beacons to Himself. So by God's grace, let us go out loving others, enemy love, so that others will see they're simply not made of earth, but there's heaven in all of us too. Remember who you are and who you belong to.